It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events, art
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Podcastia.
That's right.
You're here for another episode of Trend Waves. Don't laugh. I'm trying to do a whole sexy thing. God.
That it's not.
It's I'm funny when you try to be sexy.
God. She's not even here. 5 seconds. Literally. 5 seconds. Shut up.
I missed you so much.
Everybody be quiet. It's going off the rails now. You talk to me.
What?
I talk to you.
Yeah.
She is secondary at best. Okay, now.
Best.
We're back from Autol Day. We just had that last week,
yes,
which was incredible.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun. Andrew Wilkinson is on major amounts of drugs.
No, he's not.
He's not?
He's pure.
Oh, maybe that's what the problem is. Maybe he needs massive amounts of drugs. He's a nut job. I love him so much. And hey, did you read my recent article called Stop Using Podcast Cover Art?
I read some of it.
Did you? No, that means no.
The title?
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Well, if you had read it, you would know you read the title. I read some of it. Oh, how far did you get the title? Andrew Wilkinson is mentioned in that article.
Why?
Because, again, if you had read more of the article than just the title, you would know that we are not calling it podcast cover art anymore. We're calling them tiles.
Tiles.
Oh, you knew that much.
You told me.
Oh, I told you.
Yes.
Okay.
See, she's got the inside info. She doesn't need the explanation.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Right.
All right. So that voice you're hearing, you know, I want to do a whole preamble thing.
Too bad.
Anyway, that's not happening.
That's
so the voice you just heard is, by the way, my name is Frank Sasso. Co-host of Trenton Waves. Sitting with me is my wife, Christina Sasso.
That's me.
Co-host of Trenton Waves. And we are just glad to be back doing this show for you because we love it so much and we love you guys, podcastia. You're out there. You know who you are. You know who you are. That's right. You driving. That's right. You know who you are. What was that? What was that noise?
Nothing.
Nothing? Why do you ask?
So this was cool. We had a trip to Florida.
Can I just mention, because I'm really enjoying this a lot.
The Starbucks treat you had?
We just went to Starbucks for a treat.
Downtown Trenton?
Yes. And I had just come from Executive Cuts, also downtown Trenton. Shout out to Debbie, who's been cutting my hair in Trenton since we moved here.
17 years she's been cutting that same hair.
And thank God for COVID.
What?
Oh, dang.
What?
Well, here's a great thing that happened during COVID, because everyone looks at the negative. I always look at the positive.
Right.
Somehow hooked up with Debbie for a bike ride, and now she doesn't only just cut my hair, and we don't only chit-chat while she's cutting my hair and coloring my hair. We are friends now, like bike riding friends and outing friends, and so through this pandemic, we have built a different relationship, which is really, really great. So I would encourage everybody to look at what positive things have come out of pandemic.
I agree.
Because I believe that all things work for the good.
Right.
For those who love the Lord. Sorry if you don't. Right. So I just came from getting my hair done at Executive Cuts downtown.
Did.
And we took a walk over to Starbucks. And I was looking for something other than caffeine because I already had 2 cups of coffee today. So I wanted something refreshing, but not a lot of sugar. So I looked at the little chart and it said 90 calories.
The menu.
Yeah.
The little chart.
The chart that they have above the cashier. And there was this drink called Mango Dragon Fruit. It's only 90 calories. I got the tall and it is delicious. It's full of different kinds of fruits. Mm-hmm. And it's my favorite color. It's like purple. And it's very good. And now this is going to be my new go-to drink at Starbucks.
Really? So it's not sweet?
It
looks sickeningly sweet.
No. It is sweet, but not sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fruity sweet, but not like sickening
sweet.
Like
naturally sweet.
You know, I don't drink anything sweet.
No,
I hate sweet drinks or anything like that.
Absolutely.
This is a nice sweet. It's a refreshing sweet.
Okay.
So I like it. I recommend it. 90 calories.
Okay.
Downtown Trenton.
It sounds like Starbucks paid you a little bit of money to say all that.
No, no, no. I say this of my own free will.
She says that she's counting the...
Right, thank you.
Now,
right,
Starbucks, so, if you'd like to...
Yeah, you can definitely sponsor. We can talk sponsorship, sponsor no problem, all day long.
We will definitely love that, too.
Absolutely. Okay, we have a returning guest today.
If you haven't already noticed.
Yeah, and you could tell I'm already annoyed. But aww, now I haven't seen her for almost 6 months. We've spoken.
Really? When was the last time we saw you?
Back here.
Oh, sorry.
We haven't seen her for about 6 months.
Six months?
Yeah, I've spoken to her.
March?
March, April, May, June, July, August, September. 7 months.
It's been that long?
Yeah, we haven't talked to her for 7 months.
I gotta say it. I mean, it feels long that I haven't seen Erin, but the whole incident only seems like I feel like I could do another 6 months.
I could do a couple of years, actually. Can I get a word out, please? Yes, can I finish this thought?
Go ahead.
Now, she's done some work for me.
Yes.
During that time.
Yes. Because she's a writer.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. She's a writer. She's an admin.
She's a renaissance woman.
Right. She's
a fembot.
She's a clodhopper.
She's a fembot.
She's a big-time clodhopper. Clodhopper.
All my previous roommates would agree.
Right. Okay. Would they live upstairs from you?
No, I just walk around loudly.
Yeah, you really do. You really do. Okay. If you haven't already guessed it, podcast, yeah, we are talking about the one and only Miss Erin Fryer. Yeah! Back with us. She's back with us today. Hello, Erin.
Hi.
What are you doing over there?
Scratching my arm.
Oh, that's disgusting. Will you stop doing that?
I'm scratching my arm. I have a mosquito bite.
I got mosquito bites all over. Anyway, I wanted to ask you about your sweater. It's pretty.
Oh, thanks. Oh,
on this nice audio show, the listeners can really appreciate
it. Listen,
a nice
I like
sweater.
It because it has fall colors, and mm-hmm. I love the fall, and you're wearing a sweater today.
I know, it's very exciting.
I'm so excited.
I really hate the summer.
And a water bottle with a llama on it.
Aww. You know, it wasn't my own choice. My brother bought it for me. It's an excellent water bottle in terms of function, but the pink llama wouldn't necessarily have been my first choice.
I do think it's cute.
Yeah. What's even cuter is the Mickey doll next to you from Rocky. No,
that's not horrifying.
If you want to see this.
We're describing a lot of visual things.
If you
want to
see this, it's all on the website.
I'm taking a
picture. Go to TrentonWaves.com. Click on. Excuse me, everybody. I'm sorry. They're talking.
I'm taking a picture of my view of Mickey.
The Mickey doll from the Brisk iced tea commercial. I came in this morning and I walk in and Erin is in the studio in the dark. The lights are off and she's holding a broken Mickey. His leg is detached from his body. He has no underwear on. And I'm like, what are you doing? So you can take a
listen,
look at this.
Podcast, yeah, okay.
On the website.
He's got this Rocky cartoon puppet setup situation. And I walked in and they're lying there on the floor looking mangled. And I'm like, oh my God, I just came down to unlock the door for him. It's the first time I've seen him in 6 months. And I'm like holding his broken possessions. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to hate me. And I'm like, Frank, hi. It's good to see you.
In the years that I've been down here, they've never been on the floor when I came in. Ever.
I think she was just playing with them.
I think she was playing with them.
I was not playing with them.
You totally were playing with them. You wanted Rocky and Mickey to do a whole little scene together, and you were doing it in the dark. No, again in the dark. Just like when you're behind the wall, when you're behind the doors with the cup to the door.
Oh, you really missed
I had Erin. Literally just come down to the studio. I was about to turn on the light, and then I saw this horrible mingled
Can
scene
anybody
on the floor.
Verify that story?
And then, no. I mean, no, obviously no, not. Obviously except for not. Batman.
No, he's facing this way, so he didn't even see you come in.
But, oh my God. Really I was just going to say, can't he use his Spidey sense?
No, because he's not Spider-Man. Okay? All right.
His baddie sense.
Back to the show. His baddie
that's my sense.
Sense.
The baddie sense.
Yeah, you definitely have that. You have baddie
oh
sense.
Oh my God.
Anyway, we knew it was close to 1 o'clock because we heard you coming down. Like 12:57.
Anne was walking around. Maybe it was Anne.
No, it was definitely you. Anne's like a ninja.
Well, you're the genius that opened up a podcast studio in the basement.
Mm. Oh,
this
wow.
This is true. I could have the fourth floor.
Wow.
I should have done the fourth floor. Damn
no,
it.
I like the space.
It's so hot. Even in the winter, it's hot. Anyway, Erin, welcome back.
Upstairs.
Hey, thanks.
I see something that's terrifying me is a stack of paper next to you with things written on it.
Coming prepared.
She came prepared.
Well, the last couple times I've been on the show, we got really off track. I have a couple of things that I'd like to talk about
like what?
Today. Frank thinks that I have an accent, and I think.
Think?
And I think Frank has an accent. So we have this whole thing going on. So about who says things correctly and who doesn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a list of words that we're going to go over.
Oh, really?
Okay, okay. I like this because I could bring my British stuff.
Well, maybe we have an agenda. It's in our show. Go ahead, Erin. Go ahead.
Well,
by the way, Erin is the I call her the studio manager of New Pod City. She kind of takes care of all the admin and all the...
I just wanted to get the last drops.
People really appreciate that. She does all of the admin stuff. She deals with guests. She does tours of the studio, and it's very much appreciated. Now, the studio wouldn't run nearly as smooth without her. So that's her whole deal. So, all right, let's go on with your little list of things that you have here.
Well, see, I think that we could call someone in who might have an opinion or even a third accent on the accent discussion.
Oh, Christina?
No, my mom.
Ooh. You're going to get your mom on the phone?
We're thinking about getting my mom on the phone, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, cool. You know, because I have a couple of questions for you, mother.
You think that I have a twang, but really, you'll see her level, and then you'll see mine, so
now,
let's get her
on
the
phone. Now, what do I call her? Miss who? Miss what?
Tracy. No. Just call her Tracy.
So we're calling her Tracy. She's okay with that.
She's going to have to be okay with it.
All right, let's see. We'll get her on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Erin.
So I've got Frank and Christina on the line with me.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
Tracy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, I got to tell you, it sounds like I'm talking to Erin.
I know. You sound just like Erin.
Oh, do I really?
Yeah. You sound like sisters, like twin sisters.
You sound like you sound like her younger sister.
Oh, well, she doesn't have one of those, so that's pretty swell. Right, Erin?
That's true. I'm the youngest. Swell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but you can hear me okay because I'm sitting outside in the swing, so...
Yeah, oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Listen, Tracy, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Erin is always giving me grief about my accent, which I don't believe I even have. My wife is from Brooklyn, New York, by the way, because there were all the Brooklyn. Right. There were all the Brooklyns, apparently.
It's not the Brooklyn, though.
Well, there's the Brooklyn, and then you have
the
other.
Brooklyn.
Then there's all the others.
Yeah. And we are not hearing it. Now, are you hearing any kind of an accent coming out of me right now?
Yes.
Really?
For sure.
Hmm. Really?
Okay. We're going to have you settle our discussion here, okay?
Okay.
Well, she's obviously on my side.
Yeah.
No, we don't know that yet. We don't know that.
So she's my voice twin, and she's my mom.
Yes.
Yeah, well, just because she sounds exactly like you, I'm just going to chance it that I can trust her.
Okay, so I think it's fair to say, and I think Podcastia will agree, that Frank and Christina have almost the same accent. So I'm going to go to Chris first.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Chris. Chris, what's the sweet stuff that you put on pancakes called?
Syrup.
Frank?
Syrup.
Tracy?
Syrup.
Okay, so what's the problem?
So, Podcastia, do you hear the difference?
No.
Not at all.
Frank and Christina say syrup.
Yeah.
And we say syrup.
Oh, God.
Syrup. Syrup.
You obviously say it wrong.
Syrup. Syrup. And you say syrup? What do you say?
Syrup. Yeah.
Syrup.
You say syrup.
We say syrup.
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 Well, that's how you pronounce it.
Well, we could get out Webster's and see. What does Webster say?
Well, Mom, you going to whip out a dictionary?
No, I'm not. Mm. But that was just food for thought.
That's a good suggestion. That
great help. I can tell she's your mom.
Oh, we should ask Google. How does Google pronounce it?
I don't trust automated voices.
Oh, all right,
go ahead. Next.
Okay, all right.
Oh, wait a minute. Tracy. No, Tracy shouldn't be the one pronouncing the word. She should be the one with the judgment.
She should be the deciding
factor. Yeah, so Tracy, who says it correctly, Tracy? Christina and myself or your daughter, Erin?
Erin.
Why? Oh. Why?
Just because it's the way it sounds, that sounds more normal to me than I can say it the way.
Why do we have her as the deciding factor anyway?
Why do you think I brought her in as the deciding factor? Obviously.
All right, next.
Okay,
Go ahead, next.
Okay, so Mom, there's a couple of words that we're gonna discuss here.
Okay.
The next word is harder.
Harder.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Harder.
Yeah. Did you hear Frank say it? Say it again.
Harder.
Harder. I see. I'm pronouncing
it. You hear Frank's accent, right?
Harder. Harder.
Yeah.
What? So I say harder.
You're leaving the R off.
No,
you're,
I'm not. There's two R's.
Harder.
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 Hard.
Yeah.
Harder. How do you say it?
It does sound like Frank's skipping the first R.
I'm not skipping nothing, Tracy.
Talking to the mic.
Okay, you're blending.
I'm blending.
Oh, blending. Yeah,
with your D. You're saying harder. Harder. I can say it that way too, but it's not correct.
Harder. I think it'd be.
How do you say it, Tracy?
You say it like harder.
I didn't ask how I said it. I said, how do you say it?
Okay, so, no, I have a good example for you. So, Aaron's nephew, who just started kindergarten, you know, he doesn't speak as articulately as the rest of us, if that's even a word. Aaron, don't correct me because you make me crazy when you do that.
Is that a word?
I think so. Articulately.
Okay. All right. Articulately. Well, that's cool. Okay. So, well, Lane, so Aaron's niece's name is Harper. Okay.
Right.
So Lane calls Harper Papa. That's how you say harder.
Like Lane's from Boston.
Hoppa.
It's wicked Hoppa.
You know, like on Stranger Things, Hoppa. That's how he says it.
Okay. Okay. Now I see.
Okay.
So you hear,
I just had to.
Yeah. I want to hear Christina say it. Go.
Harder. I'm not saying it as much as you are, because I'm getting that.
Yeah. No. Christina is more. She's more clear in what she's saying. Just skip the whole thing and just say more hard.
How about more difficult?
Mom, that's not correct.
More hard.
I didn't say it was correct. I just said it was easier.
My mom always gets mad at me because I correct her grammar and stuff.
I gotta say, so far, Tracy's a terrible judge.
But I have very good grammar, even though Aaron doesn't agree with that.
Okay.
Not sure. Okay. All right. What's next?
Okay. What's next, Aaron? Oh, here's an interesting one. When you get scared, the emotion you feel is fear.
Fear.
You hear it.
Fear.
Do you hear it?
No, fear. I don't hear anything. I hear me saying fear.
Fear.
I'm going to say it like you say it. Fear. That's what it sounds like to me.
Fear.
You're leaving the R's off.
I'm so nut, though.
It's fear.
You're going fear.
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 Yeah, I'm seeing fear. I'm seeing F-E-A-R, fear.
So here's another interesting addition to this conversation. My mom says a couple of things that I think are really funny. Yeah. I think you guys will appreciate. Okay, so Mom, you know when you put salad dressing on, your favorite salad dressing, what do you call it?
Italian.
Italian? So not only is your mother not good at this game, she's also a racist.
No. She's not a racist.
Sheesh. Italian. Yeah,
yes. Italian. She's been giving me, like, she's like, do you go to Italy or Italy?
Italy.
But those are two entirely different words.
So Frank is Italian, so I thought that he'd appreciate that.
Yeah, I actually don't appreciate it, but you know what? That's fine. It's Tracy. Come on.
Okay. So I think we've come to the realization that we both think each other have accents.
Now, Tracy, I'm not expecting Aaron to remember this, but there was a very popular video game long ago called Donkey Kong. Do you remember it?
Yes.
Do you remember the character's name that fought the big gorilla?
Oh, Mario.
How do you say it?
Mario.
Mario? Mario.
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 Yeah.
It's not Mario.
It's Super Mario Brothers.
What do
Mario
you say?
Mario Kart.
How do you say it?
Mario.
Mario
and Luigi.
We say Mario.
Mario.
Yeah.
That's how you say it. And I have a friend named Mario who says Mario.
Now, is he from New York?
Yeah.
Say that again.
New York.
See, we say New York.
Yeah. So is he from New York? I can't even do it.
No, she's saying New York. We're saying New York.
New York.
We're saying Y-A-W-K.
We're not. We're saying Y-O-R-K. We're speaking English.
How do you say what Frank is drinking?
Coffee.
Yeah, we say coffee.
Coffee, water, bag.
Well, Frank was on the phone earlier with a woman from Wisconsin, and and I was explaining that people from Wisconsin sound hilarious because they say like trash biag and biak piak.
Oh.
Yeah. And they say Wisconsin, and we say Wisconsin.
Yeah, they punch the con.
Yeah.
It's similar to New York, drawing out the R's.
This woman on the phone, she made Aaron sound like James Mason. I mean,
you know what I wonder is why people in different parts of the country have these different accents. Like, why do we have the accent? Like, was it because of the people who settled there first?
But why would that affect people's voices, though?
Well, I don't know.
People came from
different
parts
Minnesota
of Europe.
Well, Minnesota is another word. Your Aaron's uncle Dale is from Minnesota, but he calls it Minnesota.
Minnesota.
S O D A instead of T A.
Minnesota. Oh.
No one says Minnesota.
We say Minnesota too.
Minnesota.
Oh. Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard these theories before that people from New York speak quickly, and part of the accent attributes to that. People from the Midwest are often criticized for speaking too slowly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's apparently attributed to the, quote unquote, slow lifestyle of the Midwest.
But what if you're from California, where they pronounce
every... Don't get me started on people from California.
Every syllable.
I think California's just like their own thing. They just do their own thing.
There are a bunch of phony balonies in California.
California.
They even have fake accents.
I don't even know what would a California accent even sound like.
According to Fred Armisen, he says people from California pronounce every single syllable. So California, like oh, I'm from heavens. California. If you ever watch that video, it's very interesting because he goes across the country and does accents from all across the country.
He even breaks up the boroughs in New York.
If you're from Brooklyn or if you're from Queens. Yeah. Or
wow.
Like Queens is more like, why didn't anybody tell me? What's going on? Why didn't anybody tell me? Whereas like Brooklyn is what?
And Long what? Island is Long Island.
Yeah, but the West Side, the Upper West Side is more of a medical condition. You have a medical condition. It's very, and that's just one state.
Yeah, that's
you
one
need
city.
Speech therapy.
All right, are we done with Tracy?
Aww. No, not done with Tracy. Well, you guys love the farm life and everything about the farm. I know Chris does. If you have any questions about farm life, my mom is
there. There you go. I just finished cleaning the chicken coops right before you guys.
Wow. So you get fresh eggs every day?
Every day.
She didn't say that. She just said she was finished cleaning the chicken coop.
No. You know, it's worth it. It's disgusting, but it's worth it.
Oh, man. And do you have any other animals?
How long is the podcast for?
Just the list of animals would take the whole hour.
Really?
What do you have?
We have two horses, we have a donkey, we have a lamb, and we have a goat.
Aww.
And then we have ducks, and I have the chickens, and I have potbelly pigs.
You don't eat any of them, right?
No. The potbellies are—they're not really for that purpose.
Okay. The not chickens unless they make when
they—well, they do that every day. But no,
I like how she went through the whole list and she stopped at goat and then she picked it up again with more animals.
I know the distinction because she listed the animals in the pasture first, and then she listed the animals in the barn.
Oh wow!
They hang out in the winter together, but during the nice weather,
Do you take care of all these animals by yourself?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Wow.
What does pretty much mean?
Stella would be so pissed.
Okay, well, so I'm not supposed to. There's a crop duster guy flying overhead.
Crop duster?
Yeah. That's actually a thing. It's not just farting.
They still do that?
They do. I'm not real sure. Once the crops get pretty tall, they can't get into the field. So they not only, interestingly enough, use small planes for that, but we also have helicopters that have the dusting arms on their rails, and they spray from the helicopter too, which is very cool.
But here's the problem with that though, Tracy. If they're too big to get in there, how do you even harvest them then? With a helicopter or a drone? What do you do?
No. That's done with the actual combine. It's supposed to cut crop down as it's going through the field. But if you wanted to just drive a tractor through to spray herbicide, you would crush the plants.
Right.
Yeah, the combine actually goes into it and is designed to pick up the crops as it goes.
Oh, right.
Sounds like a and then lot the corn. Oh, the corn combine is very cool, though, Frank. If you've never seen it,
I would just go to ShopRite and not have to deal with any of this.
No.
I've driven one before. Yeah. It's so fun.
It's a combine? Super fun.
Oh yeah.
The three functions: it cuts the stalk, it pulls the ear off the stalk, and it shucks it and dumps it into the back of the grain elevator. So it's pretty slick.
It's sort of like the Jack LaLanne juicer, where you put an orange in there, it takes the peel, throws it into where all that stuff goes, and then the juice goes in the other way.
Yeah, it's
and then the pulp goes for like a meatloaf or something. You can put it in.
Right.
Yeah. These are city people, Mom.
I know.
Listen, you know, we were recently down south, and we pulled off the side of the road. Frank had to take a phone call, and we happened to pull into a cotton field.
Oh, cool.
Which to me is amazing to see. A poof of cotton growing out of a plant. It's just so strange. And then as I was doing that, I know they probably have machines that harvest that, but imagine in the hot summer.
Picking that.
Oh my, backbreaking work, right? Just bending down.
I like how you called it a poof of cotton.
Because it just pops out.
How would you describe it?
Yeah, they do when they're ripe whatever.
It was beautiful. It was just beautiful to see.
That's how I would describe it, cotton.
I actually had to pull him out of the car and say, feel this. This is cotton.
Well, it has to come from somewhere. Why not right there?
It's good to have a connection where your stuff comes from.
Yes, I agree. I think we're going to have to plan a road trip to this farm someday.
Yay, that would be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I can't wait.
I would love it.
What, to Tracy's farm?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You'd want to go there?
Yes. Oh, and see all the animals and the combines and everything.
I would love to see Frank try to pet a horse.
Oh, shut up. I've petted horses before.
Or catch a catfish.
Ooh.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Oh, we have the pond. Yeah, we have the pond.
I've never fished in my life.
Shocker.
Oh. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Can you believe that podcast?
Yeah, we know someone who's never eaten an egg.
What? Who is that?
Jacqueline. Someone we just called Jacqueline.
She had never eaten an egg. She thinks they're gross.
Maybe she's allergic.
She thought they were gross.
She would also want me to smell her armpits all the time.
So. What? This just seems like a strange individual.
That's different.
How about the next trip we take? It's to Indiana. We'll drive. We'll take the dogs with us.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she'd love to meet. She'd love to meet your dog.
I keep forgetting.
It's Indiana.
Indiana. Illinois, same thing. All
right. No, yeah. It's not.
Illinois is trash.
Wow.
Jeez. But yeah, you do have to drive through Ohio to get here, and that's almost as bad, Aaron.
Ooh. Trash talk.
I love that Midwest trash talk.
What was the last thing she said about urine?
Not urine.
She said Ohio.
She said Aaron.
Oh, she said Aaron. I thought she said urine. All right.
Aaron. Yeah.
Tracy's just as bad as Aaron. Please. This has gone out of control, even with the notes. Tracy's just as bad as Aaron. Please.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Oh, well, there you go.
Good, Mom.
You're that's so sweet, Mom.
That's good.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Mom's supposed to defend her kids.
Hey, Tracy, you want to hang around for a little something we call What You Watching?
Sure.
All right. Here we go.
What you watching? What you watching?
I said, what you watching?
What you watching?
What are you watching?
I walk around sometimes just singing that. I love it.
I know right, what so you're watching.
I'm going to say what I'm watching, then you say what you're watching.
You're all going to be shocked.
I'm just finished watching Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It was freaking great. I love it. Okay? Let me tell you. I'm a Karate Kid guy, 1984.
Yeah.
All right, Tracy, hang on. Just calm down.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I love the nostalgia. I love the message. I love the acting. I love the action. I love the soundtrack. Everything about it, everything was done correctly and with taste.
I have to agree. And I'm not a fan of the 80s, nor am I a fan of The Karate Kid. But I enjoyed it.
You don't like The Karate Kid?
It's not that I don't like it. It's just I don't think I've seen some of it, parts of it. It's just not...
First of all, whenever she talks to me about it, she always says, so when Scott Baio did Karate Kid, I'm like, Scott Baio never did Karate Kid.
I always confuse Scott Baio and Ralph
Macchio.
Macchio, thank you. Right.
Ralph Macchio.
Although I like Johnny Lawrence. He's my favorite character.
Right, Johnny Lawrence. I don't know why, because he's the bad guy.
And Kreese, I love him.
Oh, I hate that guy. Oh, I hate Sensei Kreese. I won't even call him Sensei. No, John Kreese. I don't like the guy. I think he's trash. He's more trash than Illinois will ever be.
He must be a good actor, because he's doing a good job.
Oh, I can't stand him. Oh, I'm concerned. I'm wondering, I'm like, I think they're going to bring back Terry Silva, who was worse than Kreese could ever be.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, we're all lost.
Karate Kid 3, where he becomes a Cobra Kai. Ralph Macchio.
They made more
Cobra
than one.
Yes, they made three, Tracy.
They made more than one.
Actually, they made more than three.
I only thought there was one.
Oh, see?
Oh, God.
Well, right. I know they made one with a girl.
Hillary Swank. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And then they remade it with Will Smith's kid.
Willow.
Yeah. Oh. With Jackie Chan. Played the Pat Morita
part. Okay.
All right. Christina, what are you watching?
Well, I just finished watching both seasons of Fortitude.
Oh, that's what you're watching. Okay. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
There.
The first season was very interesting. It takes place in this bleak Arctic environment, very cool, you know, permafrost, mammoths, weird wasps and stuff like that. And it was like, oh, this makes sense. It's kind of like scientific. Second season, whoa, totally went off the rails. Became like some kind of horror thing where heads were literally hearts
rolling.
Were being pulled out, lower region body parts were being cut off.
Wow.
By the person. This guy felt like he had to become a eunuch in order to be a good shaman. So he did a self surgery in the shower, and you see it.
Oh, I will not be watching that show.
You know, speaking of penises being cut off, that's actually Erin's middle name, Erin Penis Fryer. She told me that the other day.
You did say that. You did.
I didn't say penis is being cut off.
No, you said Erin Penis Fryer. You said EP Fryer.
I was telling him my email, which is epfryer@ I won't tell you because I don't want you all to email me.
Oh, please. Oh, please do it.
And he goes, so what's the P stand for? And I was kind of in a hurry and I was like a little annoyed. So I was like, penis. And he goes,
wow, Aaron.
He goes, penis. And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of a dick.
Wow, you think your mother's on the phone.
You talk that way to your mother.
Kiss your mother with that mouth?
I learned it from her.
Oh,
wow. She's so offended.
Tracy, what are you doing over there?
Our whole family are a bunch of sailors.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's true. She's right.
Okay, anyway, fortitude. So
yeah, so the second season, it left with a lot of questions. So I'm thinking that they probably wanted to do a season three, and I'm hoping they didn't do a season three because it just went too...
It was too much.
It was too much. It was like, how much gore can you put on a show? It's supposed to be like a mystery, science-y thing.
And now where is this, on Netflix or where is this?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Erin, what are you watching?
I rewatch a lot of TV. I've been between... rewatching Charmed, which if you'll remember is the
Alyssa Milano joint,
the hot babe 2000s witch show, which I watched with my mom when it came out.
Sharon Doherty.
It's going off of Netflix on October 1st, so get your Charmed fix in. I heard that it was going off of Netflix and I was like, oh my God, I gotta watch all 9 seasons.
9 years that was on?
9 years.
Wow, good for them.
Yeah So I've been watching that, which is truly terrible CGI. Oh my God, it's really bad.
Another reason to watch it.
I guess you're supposed to be like scared of the demons, but they're just like...
They're too hokey.
They look like an 80s like cartoon demon. It's hilarious.
Let me ask you this. Is it hokey from your perspective of now CGI? Was it hokey back then when it was all new and like, wow, look at the CGI, it's so great?
I don't know. Mom, what do you think? Did you think it was hokey back then?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I think so too. I think it's because...
It's fun to believe, you know, the whole magic thing, you know, like the movie Practical Magic is so fun.
You want to think
to yourself that you can, you know, they look like normal chicks. So
no, they don't.
But they, okay, well, so they're both gorgeous and all that. Yeah, I mean, beside that, you know, that they have this, you know, power within them.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are going to laugh. Okay, do I get to say what show I've been binge watching?
Yes, of course.
Wait a second, Tracy.
Okay, Aaron's not
Tracy,
done
wait
yet.
A second.
Okay.
So you were saying you were watching Charmed.
Yeah. Right.
Is that all you've been watching?
Well, the other show that I've been watching, which is a little embarrassing, I'm not going to lie to you, spent a lot of time at home recently. This new show on Netflix called Indian Matchmaking.
I watched it too!
What? It was good.
The craziest part is, so like, it's one season and the season ends, and you're kind of thinking like, okay, one guy is planning to get married, and like they follow like 10 or 15 people who hire a matchmaker, and it follows them all around in the matchmaking process. And if you don't know this about Indian culture in general, just generally speaking, the parents and the rest of the family have a big part in deciding who you marry. So so they kind of, it's a family show. It's, you know, it's a relationship show. It's kind of reality TV-ish. So they follow all these people. And at the end, there's like one guy who's planning on getting married and some people who like seem like they're having positive dates and stuff. And then the end of the season happens and you're like, well, is that it?
Yeah.
You know, and then I looked it up on Google and it turns out that the guy who was supposed to get married actually called it off. Which, imagine how pissed his mom was, because she was stressed.
Oh, she was very stressed.
And more stressed out than the brides.
None of the relationships that she matched worked out, because they did this magazine, did an interview with all these people that were on the show. So I'm like, wow, she's a really crappy matchmaker, actually. Like, that's... Like Indian, it's basically like Indian matchmaking, like colon don't do, right? Like, it's just, so I thought that was really funny.
How many episodes did you actually watch?
I watched the whole season.
You watched both of these. You watched the two.
It was pretty fascinating.
The reason that I don't like that show is because of the CGI. It's absolutely horrible. All right, so Tracy, now you brought up Practical Magic. That was like in 1988. I think Sandra Bullock was in that movie,
right?
It
wasn't 1988.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman.
And Nicole Kidman, yes. Absolutely. That's right. She knows her stuff. Sandra Bullock, Nicole Kidman, Stockard Channing was in it.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whew.
All right, so what are you watching?
Have you guys seen the show Lucifer?
Yes.
With Tom Ellis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. See, so I'm not feeling so... Yeah, you know, it went 4 seasons, and then it got canceled, and then the fans went ballistic, so Netflix picked it up for season 5. Mm-hmm. And what I think... I mean, other than the fact that he's drop-dead gorgeous to look at...
Gross.
And listen to, you know, the way he talks with his little...
How does he talk?
You know,
he's British.
British accent.
Right, British,
yeah. Right. You know, and the kind that you can actually understand the words he's saying, not just the mumble jumble that most of them talk, because you can't understand any of them.
I thought she was referring to New Yorkers. Right, go ahead.
Not those hicks from Britain.
Yeah. No, but I think what's the most interesting thing about this show to me is the way he portrays his father, God, as this vengeful, everything has to be my way, and free will is a bunch of bull crap. And I think to myself, I wonder how many staunch Catholic folks disapprove of this show, because that is certainly not their view of God. Right. You know, God is loving and forgiving, and this show just completely opposite of that. I just think it's interesting when I listen to these comments that he makes. And of course, there's other characters in the show who are angels and demons, and the fact that demons don't have souls, unlike people, when they die, they're just gone.
Okay.
Wow.
There's no afterlife for a demon. And season five starts off, spoiler alert, that when Lucifer goes back to hell at the end of season four, because things have gotten a little out of hand with no one at the helm, his...
Things have gotten out of hand in hell.
Yeah, you know, things are, you know, they're out of control. Is that his demon sidekick, Mazikeen, he didn't take her back with him. Mm-hmm. And she's pissed, and wants to, like, just beat him up because he left her on Earth.
Mm.
That's how season five starts. Okay. So she's just all mad
Side
at him.
Side note,
but yeah.
My mom has a cat by that name because they've got so many barn cats and they name them all, and there's like hundreds of them. So they have to just like keep coming up with new names.
That's a slight, 18 to 100. That's a slight exaggeration on your part.
Sorry, okay. 18.
18 to 100. 18 to 100.
That's a big jump.
Right. Well, it's funny because we had a mailman named Lucifer.
You did not.
Lucifer is a great... Lucifer, there's nothing wrong with the name Lucifer. He was named Lucifer when he was an archangel. He lost that name when he rebelled. So there's nothing wrong with the name Lucifer.
Yeah, Lucifer means angel of light.
Right.
So it's actually the name God gave him.
Some of that British light.
Yes. We watched
I don't really get that part, why he has a British accent, or if he just thought that was cool and went with the suit. So
look, if you're British, you're a better actor right out of the gate.
I think it's because Americans think that the British accent sounds really sophisticated.
Yeah.
And attractive.
Yeah, and more like intelligent.
Yeah, and that's how the devil comes.
Until they have him show his real face.
And that's right. That's right.
That's creepy.
Well, that's what we're all watching.
What are you watching?
Now, Tracy, I have a question. Now, Practical Magic, you saw that in the movie theater?
I'm thinking the first time I did, yes, but it is still, like, you can still watch it on Netflix.
No, I understand that, but that was 1988, so I'm having a feeling that Christina and I are probably the same age as Tracy is.
Probably.
Yeah, you are.
We are.
Yeah.
But no one's going to say it.
I can't publish my mother's age on a public forum.
Well, I'm 52.
I'm 60.
Oh, see, I'm old then.
How old are you?
I'm 59.
Oh, I'm 60.
My wife is older than you.
Yeah.
You could be Erin's
mother.
No,
I thought you said 50, Christine.
No,
you said
I'm 60. Yeah.
You don't sound...
No, she's a 60. Fit 60, I'll tell you that.
Mom, what does a 60-year-old sound like? Can you demonstrate?
I don't know.
Do it. Do your impression of a 60-year-old.
I can't.
You're
59.
Yeah, so
that's not much of a stretch.
No, it's that would be a huge stretch.
Listen, it's only a number. A number.
That's the way I look at it, too. I mean, the kids run around here acting like crazy little heathens, and I'm just like,
If you act like a kid, you're childlike, you'll stay young forever.
Exactly.
That's my approach.
All right. Are we done with Tracy now?
I don't know, Mom. Are we done with you?
Are we done with you?
Just for now. I'm never done with you because you're my favorite person.
Aww. Oh, thanks, Erin. You're all right. Hmm. Okay. Well, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Tracy.
It's so nice to talk to you. I'm going to meet you someday soon.
Yes. You guys are welcome anytime.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
On your way.
Oh, I could picture her sitting on the swing with all the animal sounds.
Probably with a Bud Light.
I
could do that.
I totally felt like it was just another Erin.
That's so interesting.
She sounded just
you. No one's ever said that before. That's interesting.
Sounded exactly like you.
Wow. She sounds
like that
adorable.
That could have been a pre-recorded thing.
We do not look anything alike, though.
Mm.
We look very different.
I want to see a picture.
You have more of an accent than she does.
I do not.
Absolutely.
She was trying to impress you guys.
Really?
Look at her pointing at us.
I don't know.
My mom's a little... My mom's...
Will you stop hitting the mic?
Sorry. My mom's a little shy, and she's afraid when she talks to, like, East Coast people that she's going to sound, like, uneducated or, like, farmer or whatever.
I don't care if she's uneducated.
Wow. I'm impressed by that she's a farmer.
Kind of a farmer.
No, but I mean, I'm impressed that she takes care of all those animals, knows what to do with them, like, how to care for them. To me, that's... I'm impressed.
A lot of trial and error, actually.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You learn how you learn.
Couple of dead goats, you know.
Oh. Would you be interested in these... goat yoga? Or yoga with goats?
Absolutely not. That's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I think it's so cute.
What do you do? What is it?
You're doing yoga, but you're doing it in a pen with goats, little baby goats.
You're doing yoga with the goats?
Right. The goats aren't doing yoga. The goats are just being goats. But as you're doing yoga, they climb on you and stuff.
They do?
Yeah.
So they have hooves.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, so if you're doing like a down dog, they might walk on your butt or something. Or if you're stretching.
Who had this idea? Why is this good?
I don't know. I think it actually is a business that someone started.
I don't.
It's a worldwide phenomenon.
Yes.
They actually did a goat yoga date on the Indian matchmaking show.
Oh, yes. That's where I saw it. That's where I saw it. And I'm like, this looks so cute. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's cute to like pet goats, but like, you know, I think they would really inhibit the yoga exercise.
But well, maybe that's good. Don't they kind of weigh a lot? And they're standing on you with these like cement feet.
They're little tiny things, Frank.
They're not tiny.
Well, they're
wide.
Like that big.
They're probably like 40 or 50 pounds. So it'd be like
50 pounds on a cement base. Think about it. That's what a goat is standing on.
Well, the cement is part of the foot. It's not, and their feet are not made of cement.
No, but they're like, they're very hard.
I'm with Frank on this. Sorry,
they're like
Chris.
Cement boots. Like, I mean, from like, Italian mafia would put you in.
It's like if a 6-year-old was climbing on you but had hooves.
Right. Or cement shoes.
I don't want a awful. 6-year-old crawling on me.
But a goat is okay.
Yes.
What if the goat just accidentally or on purpose just releases excrement all over you
that,
while you're doing yoga?
Frank.
I know.
I would scream and probably be close to death. This is from the girl who picked up horse manure with her hands.
With her hands, yes.
So. Hands?
Yeah. You know,
me?
No, her. Not you.
Why would you pick up horse crap with
you? Because it was there.
Because I was cleaning a stall. And the rake that you use, it was just, this is easier just to pick it up with my hands. So I did that.
It's really not.
It is. It's just poop.
I think somebody was giving you the wrong tool to use.
No. You know, it was one of these things. You know, the rakes with
like
the...
Like a scoop, like a big fork.
Like a pitchfork.
No. Yeah. It was closer together.
Right. So that's your problem. That's your problem. The pitchfork is the ideal tool for picking up manure.
Well, I think the pitchfork, the tines are too far away from each other.
Everything falls through.
The tines.
The tines?
The tongs, I think.
No, tines. They're tines.
I think they're tongs.
Somebody Google it.
Somebody Google it, and that will be me.
The point is, she likes grooming horses. She gets in their butts and all that, and she does it. She doesn't gross her out at all. And
sometimes a horse will have diarrhea, so their butt cheeks will be dripping. Like it'll be dripping, you know, like it'll drip down.
Yeah, sure.
Then it hardens up, and it gets crusty.
Right.
And it's annoying for the horse. Also, it draws flies. Mm-hmm. So I would take my nails and I would scratch it out. And then I'd use the curry brush. You know,
like a true New Yorker. There are tools for this, Chris.
Right. But sometimes you can't really get in there. So I would use my nails.
All right.
And then I'd wash my hands.
Is that what you do when you have diarrhea?
Only on Tuesdays.
Okay. Oh,
thank you very much.
What?
Tine, a noun, a prong, or a sharp point such as that on a fork.
Like T-I-N-E?
T-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm. You learn something new every day.
Okay, so you still have this list in front of you with this paperwork. I want to see what else is on this list.
Oh, I was just going to ask you guys what you've been doing. Well, you know, when things were totally closed down, what were you doing at home?
New Pod City tripled in business during COVID.
Right, because podcasts are in demand.
Amazing. Very, very cool. So there was that.
Yay!
Christina also painted the house several times.
Well, I painted every room. I did the living room, the dining room, the kitchen. Right. No, the kitchen I didn't do. I did the office. That was it.
Anything eccentric?
Colors-wise?
Yeah.
Well, I did the living room in a dark navy blue. Sometimes it looks black.
Ooh, I like that.
I did the dining room in a royal blue because I want it to be the British flag look.
Oh, okay.
So it's red.
The British pub.
It is red, white, and blue in there, but... The red are just accents.
But not for America. Screw America.
No. God bless America.
We're looking to make Britain
great again.
Okay. And then I did the office in the same color blue as the living room.
Yes.
Same color blue as the living room.
It actually was different, but it was similar color.
Similar
but
color.
But we bought a different paint to do a similar color.
Right. Oh, I painted some dressers. Like I reconditioned some dressers.
Wow, that's so tough.
The paint that I used for the dresser, I'm going to use for one of the walls in the guest room. It's like a Tiffany box, but more intense.
Ooh, pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. No, I like that.
I loved it. I mean, it was so funny because I remember the last day of work was a Monday the 16th. I was at the gym. Mm. I taught two classes. I was coming out of my last class and people coming in for the next class, which was a yoga class, not mine. And they were like, is there class going on? And I'm like, I don't know. I think they left it up to the instructors.
Right.
If they wanted to still teach. So I went to the front desk and they're like, oh, we haven't made the announcement yet, but we're going to be closed for the rest of the day and the rest of the week. And then I met a personal trainer and he's like, guess what? They're going to close for the rest of the month. This was in March.
Right.
And inside, I was like, yes, I really needed some time off.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about, I got to get subs. I want to take like 2 weeks off. I just need a break from this.
Yeah.
And then when they said it's going to be a month, I was like, yes. So that was my last class, even though it was a Monday and I still had other classes in other gyms. They all got canceled that day. That was the 16th. And I just taught my first class of the new.
Oh, cool.
I just taught it yesterday. So. Great.
Yeah. So it's good to be back in the swing of things.
It is good. It's not, I mean, I don't have as many classes because the gyms are just not doing what they used to do. I think if you are out there, this is a great opportunity. Again, instead of looking at it as a negative, look at it as an opportunity to try something different. Yeah. Maybe this is a crossroads. You know, look for something else that maybe you've been saying, oh, I don't have the time. Oh, I wish I had the time. Now that maybe things are opening up, you can start investigating something different. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll try something different now. You know, like we were on the way down to Florida. We were listening to show tunes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot how much I'd love dancing and doing shows. I'm like, how can I get back into that again?
Mm.
Like, because I kind of just said, oh, I'm not doing that anymore. But then I'm like, I really miss that. So
it's very easy to just go on auditions for stuff. We'll look up like community theater somewhere and whatever.
Yeah.
Or start one in Trenton.
I don't or teach a dance class.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, that's
what
thing.
I was thinking. Right. We'll see. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah. I really miss going to dance classes. I used to do sort of, you know, like exercise group fitness sort of stuff. Like, I mean, people think it's lame, but I've done Zumba a bunch of times and I love it. I think it's really fun.
I think group fitness exercise dance classes are awesome because they're interesting and fun rather than just, oh, let's do some jumping jacks.
You've taught Body Jam for years.
Yeah, it was a dance fitness program.
Well, you're so positive about it. I think a lot of people, like for me, it's like, there's people here to beat, you know? Like,
that's you. That is totally you.
I do that too.
I'm like, you know, like when I work out by myself, I'm like, ugh, it's a slug. You know, I got to do the push-ups, got to do the, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I just get tired and I feel like, no one's even going to know if I quit, right? You know, and not that I do, but, you know, like when you're with other people, you're like, I'm better than you.
Well, you got to let me find the one who's doing it really well.
And be better than that one.
Yeah, that's the enemy. Yep.
I'm the type of person who's like, you know, like the front of the class.
Yes.
And I'm like, you losers in the corner, forget it.
Yes, I'm that person too. I set up a competition with the person that has no idea.
In your head.
Right. In my head. I'm like, all right, the audition is here and there's Bob Fosse and you're going down.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to wipe the floor with you.
I like how she asked us what we've been up to. The guest is asking us questions now.
Yeah, I like it. What have you been up to?
Oof, man, a whole lot of nothing. Which is, it's actually okay. You have some time to like take a step back and relax. I think maybe my greatest accomplishment when things were actually like in actual quarantine was I read the Harry Potter series, which is something I've always wanted to do.
Oh, wow.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
Really?
Yeah. No, I mean, I loved them. So when I was a kid, I think I read maybe the first and the second one. And then at some point around there, the movies started coming out and I was a lazy kid. So I was like, I'll just watch the movies. Mm-hmm. So I've always been like, when I have time, I'll, you know, do that, right? So my friend and I, we read each book, and then when we were done with the book, we watched the movie.
Oh, okay.
At the end of the week. Mm-hmm. So we read a book. It depends on which one.
What was talking. Better? The book or the movie?
She just said
I think overall the books were better than the movies.
Thank you. The book's always better.
Movie. I'm with Jim Gaffigan. Here's what's better about the movie.
Read.
You're done in 2 hours.
Jim Gaffigan wrote a book.
I know.
Which is shocking.
So maybe we should just wait for the movie.
Someone should just make a movie of Jim Gaffigan's book and then be like, why would you read the book? Screw you, Jim.
Right. Save your money on that book. Yeah, I like books better. Actually, I just read Call of the Wild.
Oh, yeah. I've actually never read that.
I was in Classics Bookstore, and I was buying some books for the trip, you know, typical murder mystery stuff. And I'm like, I want to read a classic. So I saw all the Jack London books, and I'm like, let me start with one, because I was going to buy three of them. I'm like, let me just start with one, because I did that with Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
Tom, the British author. Mm-hmm. And I read one, and I was like, this is horrible.
I've never actually read any.
It's horrible. I don't know how even, it's just plotting along. So I didn't want to make the same mistake with Jack London, but it was actually very good. Call of the Wild, I recommend it. It's small. It's not that thick. It's just a little thin book.
Hmm. You know, actually at the beginning of quarantine, I ordered a bunch of books from Classics too that Eric sent me in the mail. And I got a lot of, you know, Philip Roth books.
Oh, okay.
Because I really love Philip Roth, and I've read three or four books that were excellent. Difficult to read, but excellent. So I have this thing now where I want to own a whole collection, like the entire collected works of all the authors that I really admire. Mm-hmm. So I got Eric to send me every Philip Roth book that he had. And then people are in hospitals getting overwhelmed, people dying. There's, you know, the news, there's people, you know, pictures of coffins and just all this horrible stuff. And I was so depressed, you know, early on, like at the beginning of like April. Mm-hmm. And then I started to sit down and read these Philip Roth books. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I can't read this. It's too heavy. And I was like, well, so I took a total turn from Philip Roth to Harry Potter.
You can read Philip Roth another time.
Speaking about collected works of your favorite author, why not just Google the collected works of whoever and just get them all in one big book?
I like to have books from all over.
From all over.
You know, like a lot of, sometimes people want to build their libraries where they have the same edition, the same publisher, like one collected.
Can you just get it in one collected
book
itself?
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, it depends on the author.
Listen.
Some of them have written too much.
Frank is not a reader, so he's not a book person. So to him, a book is just like, why would you want blah, blah, blah? Why would you want all this book thing when you could just be easy and like have a movie and, you know, watch it on live streaming or whatever? It's just not the same.
Well, I bring up the having the books from different places thing because, you know, so we have a couple of bookstores that we really love. I mean, I love Eric's bookstore, Classic Books in Trenton. Woo woo.
Yeah.
Check it out. Their bookstore is great. Go see them. A couple of others.
Go see them.
And he'll also send
it to you. I meant go see Donna and Eric, not the books. I mean, the books too, I guess. But
go see the books.
You know, so I love Classics. And in New York, I love Strand. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple
Strand.
Of other.
I know Strand.
There are a couple of other bookstores in New York. And in a couple in Boston, Raven Books in Boston. They're great. Go check them out. So we get these books. Every time we go out to these places, we get books. And we try to keep the receipts so we know where we got the book. So another thing that we did in quarantine, there's a reason for the story, is we cataloged all of our books and where we got them and whether or not we've read the book, each of us. Mm-hmm. And we have a little Excel sheet with charts that show, like, I think I've read like 60% of the books that I own and Ben's read like 75% of the ones he owns.
Oh, so that's who you mean by we?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Didn't you know that?
Yeah.
I thought you was in some kind of book club thing.
No. Just me and Ben. Yeah, just the two of us. That's our little book club. Except we have very different tastes in books. So we actually rarely read the same book.
Your book club.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is him, her, and Ben.
Right.
I thought. What said, kind of books is he like?
Right.
So he's a PhD student focusing on 18th century literature. So he likes 18th century books, obviously not shockingly, and books around that time. And I like them okay, but they're definitely not my, you know, cup of tea.
Does he like Tom Hardy?
I would say not. Yeah. I don't know for sure, but I would say he probably has.
Is Tom
never
Hardy
read.
18th century?
No.
Thumbs down, I guess. So 18th, well, yeah, but he likes books about 18th century, you know, literature.
Like Jane Austen.
But having to do with socioeconomic
that's
trends.
That's his focus, right?
Well, he's reading 18th century books through the lens of economic thinking. So that's not the books are about economics.
Right.
It's
right. Has he done his dissertation yet?
He's working on it.
I would love to be there to hear him defend that position.
You can come. It's a public hearing.
I would love to come to that.
I would like to hear him explain this.
It'll be in a few years, but we'll invite you guys.
Just please. I can't
and
not hear
And he's at Princeton
this.
Right now, right?
Yeah.
He's going to Princeton. Okay.
Yeah,
well, he goes to Princeton.
Well, that's where he's doing his dissertation. It's where he's studying. So correct. That's where he
it is. That is open to the public?
So it's kind of an old school sort of thing. But yeah, dissertations are public events. You can go to them.
So why do they do that? Like, can the public like say, I don't agree with this and like, you know, give their opinion?
Maybe I shouldn't invite you.
I actually think it might that might be true. In
it is true.
In that, like, if someone's doing a dissertation and then someone's in the audience saying, hey, wait a minute, I did that. That's my dissertation. That's my theory.
The dissertation defense is just that, it's a defense. Mm-hmm. So, right, you know, right. His committee is there and other members of his, you know, mm-hmm. cohort are there. And they basically like, it's sort of an exercise in saying, well, did you think about, you know, this aspect of that? Or did you consider this other resource or whatever? And then after the defense, I think you revise a little bit mm-hmm. based on the feedback. Mm-hmm. And I say it's old school because like it used to be like a public event, but like the people that would attend it or be, you know, sort of the intelligentsia mm-hmm. and they would have, you know, like, you know, insightful comments or questions to ask.
I would like to go and Frank, say, hey, that's my dissertation.
Frank would go and like just, you know, like holler at people.
You can't heckle
at a dissertation defense.
Hey, excuse me, I have a question about this socioeconomic trend called blah blah blah, whatever it is, and then talk about Jane Austen and then a whole fembot thing and then that and then Ben would be like, what the hell's going on?
And then they'd be like, call security, please. I
think I can handle myself.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. We're going to talk about a podcast.
Yeah, because this is now what I wanted to finally get to.
Oh, wow. Because it took a long time to get
it. It only took us an hour and 15 minutes.
Well, because of Tracy.
Yeah, because of Tracy.
Now, you talked about a podcast a while ago to me. Mm-hmm. I want to know about this right now.
Well, I sort of have this idea for a podcast that's, you know,
that you would do?
In infant stages, yeah.
Okay, so podcast, yeah. You're hearing it here first. Erin, the town friar, she is considering doing a podcast.
Yes.
On the New Pod City Podcast Network.
Obviously.
That she would host. Are you all right? Is that a ghost?
I'm supporting you.
Thank you. That she would then produce herself and all that fun stuff. All right, tell us about this podcast, Erin. Go.
Even though working at Basecamp is a dream job, Anne's a great boss, Basecamp is fun, New Pod City is fun, love it all. I keep struggling with, you know, I'm getting into my late 20s, and I know that sounds like I'm really young to you guys. I know. But I feel a lot of this pressure to pick this meaningful career that mm-hmm. will support the kind of lifestyle that I want and be joyful and have, you know, have a high enough salary that I can depend on, blah, 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 blah. I'll check all these, mm-hmm. you know, things, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like all the decisions that I make in the next, say, 10 years, which I'll be 37 then, you know, affect the rest of my life.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel this kind of pressure. And I keep thinking just like I ask myself this all the time, like, what is it that I want in a job? What is it I want in a career? You know, like, I don't want to spend 40 hours a week doing something that I don't like. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not even that I do something that I hate. I would really love to love my job.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what I mean? And I feel like so few people do. I feel like most people, they don't hate their job. They just deal with it. Right. You know,
sure,
it's fine.
Absolutely.
It's fine.
It's a means to an
end. You know,
end.
You make these sort of sacrifices because you want the high salary, you want the security, blah, 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 right? So I have this idea for a podcast where I want to interview people who love their job.
Oh, wow.
And find out a couple of things. Why do they love their job? Like, what aspects of it do they love? How long did it take until they found the thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a sneaking suspicion that people who love their jobs sometimes have just really interesting jobs, mm-hmm. like really weird jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was at the shore and I, you know, I'm laying out in the sun and I'm thinking this, the plane with the ads, you know,
right.
Rolled on by. And I'm thinking to myself, like, who's that guy? Does he love his job? I bet he loves his job.
You mean the pilot?
It seems pretty fun. Yeah. The pilot.
Right.
Yeah. So I thought, like, I'd love to interview that guy about mm-hmm. what he does, or like, say, I don't know, like a trainer at the zoo,
mm-hmm.
things like that. I'm sure there are some people in corporate jobs that love their jobs mm-hmm. and I'd like to hear from them too.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of have this idea sort of as a exploration of what kinds of jobs people like, why they like them, and maybe to help me eventually get to a point where, like, you know, I can learn from that and apply those lessons in my own career advancement.
Right. This is about benefiting you.
Of course.
Right.
Everything everyone does is about benefiting themselves.
It is.
But then it would benefit others too. And
absolutely.
I think it would be interesting to hear.
I would tune into that.
I would like to hear this.
I would totally subscribe.
No, here's the problem, Podcastia. If you have ideas, what is the name of the show? Ben and I have talked about it with very bad results.
Well, what are some of the ideas he's had? I got to hear this.
Well, okay, so you know when you're in a relationship for a long time, maybe you guys don't do this. We might sound weird. Okay, but I'll preface that. You know, you're in a relationship for a long time. Ben and I have been together for almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. Close okay, to.
Right.
Calling each other by just your name gets really boring. So we come up with a lot of nicknames for each other. It's a long story to explain, but Ben calls me Kepla, which is kind of a joke between us because it kind of sounds Swedish and I'm Swedish.
You are?
Yeah. Oh. My mom's side of the family is Swedish. Can't you hear it? I'm just kidding. many, many generations ago, my ancestors came from Sweden.
Kepla.
Okay. So we're talking about this podcast and he goes, I know, Kepla Careers. And I was like, no one's going to understand that. Like, nobody knows that anybody calls me Kepla. Mm-hmm. And also, Kepla Careers is so kitschy. And, you know, so I was like, I don't know, like.
It sounds like a company that helps you get a job.
I was going to say, it sounds like an employment agency.
Like a job placement.
Yeah, it sounds right, awful, exactly. Right?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Another one.
Sorry, Ben.
What was another one we came up with?
Diarrhea on Tuesdays.
That would be better than Kepla Careers. So anyway, you guys have some thoughts?
Podcast here, write them in. Let's go.
I thought I'd ask Frank because he's so good at this because you've helped so many other people name their shows. Maybe.
This sounds like an employment.
It sounds like it already exists.
It does.
Also.
Yeah. How about you're fired?
Well, you can't do it with the inflection. No one would know.
Is that copyrighted?
You know what would be a really fun Medium article, Frank, is if you did a review of all the shows you helped name and mm-hmm. what their original thoughts were. That would be very funny.
Oh, that would be funny.
That would be really funny.
If you don't know Podcastia, by the way, medium.com is a, what is that, a website that people...
Medium?
It's an, yeah, they write it's articles. An online platform for people to write stuff.
To write stuff. So I have an account on there called Frank Sasso, right?
Mm, okay.
And the articles that are up there right now, Erin wrote as me.
So she's your ghostwriter.
She's my ghostwriter.
Okay. You know, Frank, the whole point of a ghostwriter is to be a ghost.
I don't give a crap.
I mean, it's fine with me. It's just funny. Yeah,
no,
so
Erin can write.
Yes.
You guys should check it out and see if I successfully channeled Frank's energy into the articles.
If she caught my zeitgeist.
You know, it would be an interesting team up. Will Foskey and Erin writing something together.
Because Will Foskey is a great writer also. He can write.
That would be interesting, like what you guys would come up with, coming from totally different.
Yeah, that would be serious. Very, you guys should collab on something.
Yeah, even a short story or
totally.
Something.
We should collab on our non-collaboration.
On a comic book.
Collaborate on non-collaboration as a topic.
Do a comic book.
I think that's very timely for our culture right now.
Yeah. I totally agree. And the fact that he's black and you're a white woman, two minorities. He's a man.
True.
He's a black man and a white woman writing about non-collaboration.
From a city. I'm from a
The country.
Oh, that would be... Will, you hear that? Call up Erin today. And make that happen.
Yeah, make it so.
I'd be into it, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. I think that would be fun.
All right, so Podcastia, yeah, that's your homework. You got to come up with a name for this podcast.
I think it should be obscure, too. Like, huh?
Listen, you better finish out that email address, because I don't want to deal with this. I really don't want to deal with this. You get the emails for your ideas for the show.
Set
I don't
up an
get
email separate from your personal
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly. Don't right.
Yeah, this way it's...
Okay, guys, it's keplacareers
@gmail.com.
I'll spell that out for you. Send your podcast name requests to keplacareers@gmail.com, which is K-E-P-L-A careers@gmail.com. If you don't know how to spell careers,
I was just
going to
say, how many R's, how many E's in careers?
If you don't know how to spell careers, I don't want to hear from you.
Wow.
KeplaCareers@gmail.com.
KeplaCareers@gmail.com.
We're keeping it real at KeplaCareers.
What else you got?
I also want to let everybody know I'm Podcastia and Trenton and everyone else in Mercer County at large.
And the world.
And the world.
And the wide world.
That Basecamp Trenton, our first co-working space in the city, is officially reopened for business. Yay! So if you need
people can come in now.
If you need to work from home, mm-hmm. not at home. We have a space for that. If you're stuck at home with your kids and you need an hour break, you can come get a day pass or book a conference room. Please come see us. We're happy to see you. We're masking up, keeping things safe, doing social distancing, all that good stuff. We still have free coffee. We still have parking, and we're still cool. So come see us at Basecamp Trenton out on Front Street.
Basecamp Trenton, the first co-working space in Trenton, New Jersey. And they also house New Pod City, which is the only podcast hosting company in the state of New Jersey.
We're really fire starters in here.
Fire starter.
Yes.
That's you.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's cool. All you got.
That's all I got.
Wow. Aww. She brings her mother on the show. She comes on the show. That she wants wonderful. To watch a podcast.
I have really
she
decreased.
Gives podcasts to your homework to do. Yeesh.
I have really decreased social skills to get myself back
you'll
out
get
there.
It back. It's like a you muscle.
Know, a couple months ago, she called me up and she goes, oh, I have some bad news. I didn't make it to the, you know, the school I wanted to go to. And I went, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And inside, I was jumping for joy.
And I literally was like, no, you're not.
And I was. I was. Listen, I'm very happy that you're here right now, because if you had been approved approved and accepted into this school, you wouldn't be here right now.
That would be sad.
That's
and
true.
That would be very sad. We and you know what?
We wouldn't have met Tracy.
That's right. I think you're going to be even more successful that you didn't go to that stupid school.
Me too.
Yeah, forget them.
Yeah, who needs
forget
them?
Forget them. Make
no,
your
I'm just
own
kidding.
Thing.
I don't want to be petty. I don't want to be those people that are like...
What was the name of the school that you applied to
no,
that didn't miss
no.
out?
No,
it's okay. Mm. I mean, I don't want to be one of those people that's like, I applied to grad school and I didn't get in because they were unfair or their policies were bad or they're interested in stuff that's not about my writing. Like, you know, I'm just saying like that you sound
Who's
so...
Who's talking like
you sound
that?
So petty.
Purebred?
You sound so petty and stupid. There's all these forums online for people that apply to creative writing programs. Mm-hmm. And you can say like, oh, I got into you know, Cornell on, you know, September 1st or whatever. If you haven't heard, you probably didn't get in, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, after the decisions come out, start flooding these forums with like, they didn't read my submission all the way, or they're racist, or they don't care about people from the Midwest narrative, crap like that. It's like, dude, you probably didn't get in because you're not a very good writer. I mean, like, that's the reality. So I don't want to be one of those petty people that's like, it was some other reason than my lack of talent. No, it wasn't. Right. I can take the reality bite. It's okay.
Well, you know? Aaron, I'm glad you're back.
Yes, we're cool. Glad to have you back. All and right. to see you in person, finally.
Okay, Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us online. Visit us on all of our social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, you know the rest. But not TikTok, because I hate TikTok. And I don't care that I'm saying that. So
what
TikTok, if you want to be
anyway?
A sponsor, I can't stand it. I don't like it. It's not user-friendly. What's the matter, babe? You got something in your mouth now? What are you eating? You really expect to talk with mango dragon fruit in your mouth?
What is it, I said?
TikTok is social media.
I know what it is. I don't know what it is. You know, like it's there.
She hasn't even been drinking.
It's this dragon fruit mango thing. I like a pen and a piece of paper.
Okay. Step away from the mic now. You're making way too much noise. You're banging things on the table. We will be back next week with a very special guest.
Face Wave.
Face Waterfall from Face Off. Did you see the movie Face Off?
What?
Hello? What? Did you see the movie Face Off with John Travolta and Nicolas Cage?
I've never seen it.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
It's great.
If you want a good laugh.
It's great.
I mean, I love John Travolta.
So. What?
Oh, what? You love John Travolta?
Oh my God.
What do you love about him? He sucks.
Wow. That's
He's
another podcast.
So bad.
Pulp Fiction?
No. He's horrible.
Ugh.
Okay, you know what the real reason is, and you all are gonna laugh.
He's Vinnie Barbarino in
and now,
everything
I had a crush
does.
On him when he was Vinnie Barbarino.
Yeah, but you were also what, 15?
When I was a little girl.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
The Grease movie came out, and I was in love with him.
See, I grew up on the play.
Yes, thank you very much. We did the play
and
together.
And when the movie came out, I was like, "This is trash."
Right. Absolutely.
Not even the
garbage.
Same songs.
Right. Vinnie Barbarino in the 50s. That's all he was in that movie.
Do you know that John Travolta was in the original Grease on Broadway, but he did not play
Danny Zuko.
Zuko,
right.
He played a minor part.
I did not
exactly.
know that.
Yes. John Travolta is the worst actor who ever lived.
No. Nicolas Cage.
No.
Nicolas
Cage
is up there.
Is fantastic.
He's way up there, Nicolas
No, he's
Cage.
Not.
He's almost so bad it's fun to watch.
He's actually,
so
he is way
thing.
Up there in the sense
Nicolas
of a good
Cage,
actor.
Nicolas Cage and John Travolta in the same movie, and they change faces.
Oh, God.
And then one has to be the other one. Mm. Nicolas Cage
it's
did a much better job of playing John Travolta than John Travolta
laugh
played of
and
Nicolas Cage.
Laugh and just say, this movie is the silliest movie I've ever seen.
There is a great podcast called How Did This Get Made? Jason Manzoukas, Paul Shearer is on it. That is actually on the Earwolf Network, which are friends with New Pod City, Scott Aukerman. The Earwolf Network, look it up. How Did This Get Made? Face Off.
It was very
and,
funny.
And listen to that
we
episode.
We listened back to that podcast on the
but
way.
Watch the movie first and then listen to that episode immediately.
We watched that on the way to Charleston, I think.
We didn't watch it. We listened to it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, on the way to Charleston. Yes.
I watched it in my head.
Right. Okay. With that, everybody, Woo! This has been yet another episode. Oh, I didn't even say who next week's guest is. Well, I can't now because we're out of time. This has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.